choosing this day whom we will serve. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon.
Well, very grateful that you have taken the time to tune in to Abounding Grace Radio. We are just thrilled every weekday to bring these broadcasts to you. And we invite you to go to our website. Abounding Grace Radio is agradio.org. Now, we have lots of stuff there for you. We have these podcasts that are there for download. You can subscribe to iTunes, Google Play. You can also find a map that has churches in your area, right where you are, in your listening area that preach the Word of God. So you can go there, you can search that out. And if this has been a blessing to you, it does cost us money to do this. And we are a nonprofit organization, so we can issue receipts, but we do encourage. We do encourage your support, and we will be very grateful for it. All of it will be used for the production of these radio broadcasts, as our commitment to you is to preach and teach the Word of God and to open up again the Scriptures and show people what expositional teaching looks like. Listen, it's very needed in our day, and we're going to consider more about that here in Romans 1. So on behalf of the board of Abounding Grace Radio, thank you. Thank you for your time, your support, your encouragement. And we praise the Lord for this opportunity that He has given to us. Yesterday on Abounding Grace, we considered what the heart is of the matter. In Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul said that he longed to come to Rome and to preach the gospel. And then he followed up with what the message is. This is God's dunamis. This is God's dynamite. This is His power to save. Amazing statement. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Have you ever thought about how much time in the course of your life you give to preaching? Now, I gave this stat yesterday, but I got to do it just one more time. If you heard it yesterday, bear with me. This is a really important point. You ever thought that we're looking for spirituality everywhere? We're trying to find meaning. We're trying to find power. We want it to be real. We want it to be life-giving. And Paul just said, it's through the foolishness of the message preached that God has chosen to save those who believe. So that means the message and the means by which that message is delivered is all in place. Now, how much time do you really give yourself to it? That's the question. You know, if you come to worship, let's say you have a worship service in your church. You have two of them on Sunday. Used to be standard old practice. That's 1 hour a week. Let's just give it that they're 30-minute sermons. You get 52 hours of preaching per year. That's just a little over 2 days in a 365-day year, correct? Now, most churches today have dropped the second service. So for most confessing Christians, you've cut that in half. 26 hours of preaching per year. A little bit over a day. Now, that's assuming that a pastor's actually preaching a text of Scripture and giving himself to do what the apostle said, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. But today, of course, I understand that we have imposed, as pastors, our topics on people. So the pastor sits down, he tries to do a production, says, okay, what do I want to teach the people next week? I'm going to give a topic, and the topic is going to be this, and the Bible is manipulated, and the Bible is used like a giant fortune cookie to pull out the verses that support what the pastor has determined is needed for the people, not what God has, by expositing the word. So we've assumed today that people can't listen to the pure preaching of the text. We have to fill time with personal stories from our own personal experience. So let's be generous. The average churchgoer, if he's faithful at attending one service on a Sunday, probably gets, let's be generous, at 20 minutes of preaching per week. You know what that calculates to? Just over 2 normal 8-hour working days per year. Now, my point is to say, see what Paul's setting before us here in Romans 1? This is the heart of the Christian religion, and he tells us how God is pleased to save us. I mean, is there anything more important to hear than that? What if I said that what I'm doing here on Abounding Grace, I believe, is the absolute most important message that I've ever given? Because I just described the heart of how somebody's saved. You see, we give the message, we say, God, so we plaster the signs. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We've seen John 3:16 put on every tree in our nation. I mean, people have hammered up that sign everywhere. But what he's telling us here is that it pleased God through a certain way of doing things to save people. And that's why Paul says, I want to come preach, because 1 Corinthians 2 tells us that it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. And you know, foolishness means just that. To the world, it has no splendor, no glory. It's foolish. God chose that because he didn't want our faith to be in the gimmicks and the wisdom of men and how creative they could be, but in his power, through a means that had no outward glory, through a method that seemed to be weak, God chose to use and deliver people. You imagine in our day if we had confidence in this again. Now here's my point. This is what he's setting before us. He's unpacking how someone's saved. And so in one swoop, he gives the whole theme of Romans as the way that God saves us, the message that God saves us with, and how we make it ours personally. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. We should walk away from Abounding Grace this week thinking that is the most helpful message, because what has just been given to you is God's key, if you will, is God's chosen method and means and message to save. So this is wonderful. Let's study it. What a claim this is. In Romans 1, 16 and 17, you found everything you ever need. Today, all the world's wise men are trying to help people solve all of their earthly problems. Dr. Phil and Oprah get their millions offering their answers. And you know what? Pastor Gordon, here on Abounding Grace, is offering you the, and I emphasize that, the great answer to everything you need to know as a free gift of God's grace. And I'm not making millions doing this, trust me. May we give ourselves to receive what God is showing us here. Remember, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans saying that he longed to be with them, to strengthen their faith, to mutually encourage one another. But he said something at the end of verse 15 that explained the ultimate purpose for which he wanted to come to them. He said, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. Really, people begin with the summary of Romans with verse 16, but it really begins in verse 15. Do we understand today what preaching is? The word means to herald, to announce good news. Now, Paul is going to expound on this in chapter 10, and he's going to say something shocking. How will they hear without a preacher, and how will they preach unless they're sent? And that came right after a difficult section that challenged the common mindset of people who are always trying to get their spirituality elsewhere and by their own means, trying to pull God down to them their way. So you see, there was this serious tension presented to us in the epistles between the churches trying to get their spirituality their way versus listening to what these writers are telling them about the very foolish, the very countercultural, the very seemingly powerless way that God has chosen to save people. This has everything to do with the same pressures that we face today. Nothing's changed. We really do think that we'll be effective in reaching people, reaching young people, reaching the community, if we can make God relevant to people in some kind of exciting way. And that is why nothing is uniform in the church, by the way, today. You know, we've created churches down on the corners doing their own thing, trying in their own creative way to get spirituality, and nothing's uniform. People don't know what they're going to get. Have you ever wondered? You got everything out there under the sun, and you've got the next guy trying to be more creative than the one next to him. I mean, this is just an endless mess, isn't it? Sky is the limit as to what you can do, and they've gone there. But think about this. They're all trying to be creative and get their spirituality their way, offering something new, something different, something more practical than the last guy. And you see, Paul is putting this in front of everyone, and he's saying, wait a minute, there's one priority that is way above everything else. And that's why I want to come to you, dear Romans. I want to come and preach. Isn't it interesting if you see the devil behind what's happened today, that the very thing that people say when they want to discount someone is, we don't want you preaching to us. The whole method has been attacked today by the devil, and no one wants to be preached to, do they? Paul says, this is what we do. I want to come and I want to announce the gospel to you. And so from there, he unravels why he wanted to do this and what the gospel is. And so notice verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to save those who believe. It is God's power to save everyone who believes. Now, I find it absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing here that he would say that. The first thing he says is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I want to come and preach the gospel. What is the gospel? It was sad that Michael Horton and the White Horse Inn went around to a book convention, a Christian book convention, and did a survey of all these Christians to define the gospel. And I don't know how many dozens of interviews they did, but they said one person and all these people got the answer right. R.C. Sproul said he heard that program, pulled over on the highway, and wept. The gospel is the announcement that God sent his eternal son into the world. He became one of us. The Son of God took on our flesh and became man. And he stood in our place and he became the curse. Living a perfect life, he died on the cross. And guess who caused that bitter suffering death on the cross? You, dear listener. Me. Our sins pinned him there. And you see, God delivered him up in his decree, and now commands everyone to repent and believe in him, and that righteousness of Jesus, that blood, will cover anyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. Paul says, I'm going to preach that. I am not embarrassed about it. It is God's power to save. Tomorrow we'll look at the struggle of being embarrassed. But let us be bold to preach this Jesus and his gospel. It is God's chosen power to save us and our children from death. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministry. We are a listener-supported program. We humbly ask both for your prayerful and financial support. You can visit us and support us online by going to agradio.org. Our address is there also. Search us out, agradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.
Hi there. I'm Pastor Ryan DeYoung from the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. If you appreciate the doctrines of grace as heard on this program and you live in the Langley area, we invite you to come worship with us. Our Sunday services are at 9:30 and 2, and we're located at 21804 52nd Avenue, just down the hill from the Langley Memorial Hospital. We are a church that emphasizes the good news that Jesus Christ alone is our Savior and Lord. To find out more, visit our website at langleycanrc.org.